A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hey everyone, on today's podcast, we're talking to parents about what to do if you know that your athlete could use some support, but they don't want your help. You can see that they're struggling, maybe their confidence took a hit recently, and you know that they need help, but they just won't listen to you. Today on this episode, I'm going to talk about how to know if they are actually ready for a breakthrough. There are certain stages they have to go through, you know, starting with becoming more aware of, am I even struggling? Okay, yes, I am struggling. Is there a solution? Oh, okay, I'm willing to take action. So you have to know exactly where they are in that process so that you can gauge, are they ready for their breakthrough? I'm also going to talk about how to know if this is actually a good time to try to help them with that breakthrough or not, because there is a good time and there is a not so good time, and what to do if they keep resisting, even though you know exactly what they need to do. So I'm going to help you to stop the nag train, everybody. And then at the end, I'm going to talk a little bit about a live kind of thing we did called Automating Peak Performance. We've already done it live, so all the videos are available. And if you want those tips, they're still up in our Sport Confidence Accelerator group. Just know that I recorded this right before it happened, and then it happened. So, but you can still have access to all of those 5 free trainings in our Sport Confidence Accelerator Facebook group if you want some tips as you cruise into competition season on how to shake the nerves and get your peak performance up. All right, let's do it. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hey everybody, I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to support the athlete in your life who does not want to be helped. So I talk to parents all the time who they have an athlete who's struggling. They might be dealing with performance anxiety, or they might be dealing with just a dip in confidence, that like a mental block or something going on that, you know, mom can look at that little gymnast of hers and go, this is not my normal daughter. There's something going on here. So that might be your situation where you're like, ooh, something's not quite right with her confidence or his confidence, and you want to help. So the next step, obviously the logical step as a parent, is you go, hey kid, let's figure this out. Let's work together. Let's figure it out. Let's come up with some ideas. Let's solve this problem. And then the kid is like, stop talking, mom. I don't want to talk to you. I'm fine. Everything's fine. And then there's you sitting on your hands going, but it's not fine. Maybe I'll just mention this one thing. Or maybe I will just suggest this. Or, hey, what about this thing I learned? So basically you did not listen when she's like, I don't want to talk about it. You're like, blah, 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 continuing to talk about it. She doesn't want to talk. You have a solution. She has a problem. This is a problem as a parent, right? You have a solution for them, or you want to help them find one, and they're not letting you help them. That can be very, very frustrating. So I want to talk to you about how to know if it is actually a good time to try to help your athlete. You know, if the stars have aligned for them to actually be able to receive help from you. I'm going to talk about that today. Also, what to do if they keep resisting your suggestions. The bottom line here is that breakthroughs are scary. I know, that sounds strange. But breakthroughs, getting off a plateau in sport, actually can be a little bit terrifying to a little perfectionist or a little high achiever. So if they are kind of like cruising along at this mediocre confidence, doing kind of fine, but not reaching their full potential, it is extremely normal that they would not want to change anything. Because often, especially with an athlete who's got a history of talent and a lot of positive feedback from coaches and a lot of, wow, you're so talented type of conversations, that kid subconsciously is going to feel like, if I improve, there will be more pressure. If I get through this, then I'm going to be asked to do a bigger skill. If I do well at this level, then I'm going to be asked to go to the next level, which they do ultimately want, but they get stuck because there's this competing commitment between I want to get better and I want to be comfortable. I want to feel safe. So getting better often comes with a feeling of threat, you know, that threat of failure. So there's a lot going into why your athlete is saying, I'm fine, because they don't want to deal with it. Here are some requirements for an athlete who is ready for a breakthrough. So think about your kid. Does this sound like your kid? They are passionate about their sport. They don't want to give up. So if you mention quitting, they're like, no, I don't want to quit. They want to get their confidence back more than anything. They're willing to get out of their comfort zone in order to achieve that lasting confidence that they really want. They're willing to change the way that they think about fears, failures, and setbacks. There's got to be a little bit of an open mind. You know, they might think they know everything. Believe me, it only builds to like age 19 before you get your first faceplant and you realize you don't know everything. But these kids, they think they know everything. But if they're even a little bit willing to consider a new perspective, if they're willing to get vulnerable and put themselves out there, if your kid sounds like that, then they are ready for their breakthrough. Okay. Then there's the kids who are a little different. But I want to talk first about what's not required for a breakthrough. They don't have to be excited about it. They don't have to 100% believe it will work. They don't have to be happy about the work that they have to do to get their breakthrough. They don't have to admit their mom was right, and they don't have to have a supportive coaching environment. They just have to have that passion that overrides their need to feel safe. So if your kid is in there working and you can see like she's getting out of her comfort zone, I know she's ready for this. Then that's when we can consider offering her that breakthrough. Okay. Then there's the kids who are not good candidates. For like, you just want to back off. Okay. If this sounds like your kid, back off, let go, do a little extra yoga and trust that your kid has their path and it's all good. Okay. If they're not that passionate, maybe they're distracted by their social life. If they talk about quitting a lot, that might imply that maybe you want it more than they do. If the whole family doesn't really see it as a priority to foster mental health, that can keep somebody not able to reach their breakthrough is if they feel like it's going to be potentially like a mentally strenuous and stressful situation, they're not going to want to go for a breakthrough. And also if what you're seeing and what they're seeing is that they think it's just a matter of getting a skill back and they don't see the bigger picture of it's not about the skill, it's about what's on the other side of the block. Okay. Because a block, like a mental block in sports or a dip in confidence, it typically means that that's like the tip of the iceberg. It means there's something below the surface implying that there is a deep lack of confidence or a really shaky, fragile self-confidence. And that mental block is just a symptom. So if we're, you know, I have people who come and they're like, we need to get the skill back as quickly as possible, the end. And I'm like, whoa, whoa. There's more to it than that. And an actual breakthrough, like we can get a skill back quickly. I've seen kids get a skill back in 6 weeks and then they lose it 2 weeks later, or then they get injured doing it because they're not actually, the confidence has not been built. So if there is this feeling like she just needs to get her skill back and we can get on with our lives, then the breakthrough is not ready. She's not ready for that breakthrough because it's, I need to grow as a human. I need to get better. I need to build more confidence so that I can be the athlete I want to be, rather than I need to get this skill so I can reach a deadline and make somebody happy. That is not the formula for a breakthrough. Okay. So I want to talk about one athlete that I worked with who she felt like she tried everything. She was a cheerleader. She was blocked on her back tumbling pass for 3 years. There was a time when she could do round off back handspring back layouts. It was this big, big, beautiful tumbling pass. And when I met her, she couldn't even do a standing back handspring. They felt like they tried everything.
They were actually quite, mom and daughter were quite skeptical about mental training. They had tried Perform Happy before, a long time ago, before we redid it. And she just didn't want to deal with it. Basically, this cheerleader was like, I don't want to deal. It's too hard. There's no hope. What's the point? I'm just going to try to figure it out myself. And that's it. Okay. So I don't know what got them back on the phone with me, but I was on the phone with them and they decided during quarantine that she was just going to start again. She was just going to try it. Okay. So within 12 weeks, she was doing her back handspring. She was doing tuck. She was working layouts. She was doing connections. She went from fearing her coach completely to being this like well-oiled machine with a plan. Setbacks would hit and she knew exactly what to do. She knew her individual triggers. She learned how to avoid everything that was a trigger. She knew exactly what to do to not freak out. And she, like, this girl who was this like frustrated ball of anger turned into this masterful communicator. And she was able to say what was true for her, what she needed. So that experience, she was actually ready for because she didn't want to quit. She was still passionate about her sport. There was something in her that believed that there was hope. And she knew there was a problem. And she also knew there was a solution. So all of the things that needed to be lined up for her to be able to have that breakthrough were there. And even though she and her mom were like at each other's throats about the whole thing, when she was ready, she was willing, she got out of her comfort zone and it worked. Okay. So there are a couple things you have to know. First of all, it's the stage of change. So this I go over in detail in the Peak Performance Parenting course that I have within Perform Happy. And it talks about knowing where your athlete is. Are they even aware there's a problem? If they're aware there's a problem, do they know that there's a solution? Are they willing to put in the work to actually apply that solution to that problem? Or have they already solved the problem and now they're just working to maintain their results? So knowing where your athlete is, are they like, everything's fine and they really, truly believe it? Okay, then don't try to help them because it's going to fall on deaf ears. If they're feeling like, yeah, I think there is something wrong here. Yeah, I think I could do better. And yeah, I probably could build confidence or there probably is a way to get through this. That's sort of what you can masterfully guide your athlete through with the right communication skills. Communication is absolutely everything in sports, in confidence, in relationships. I cannot say enough about communication. That's a whole module in that Peak Performance Parenting course because it's all about how you speak to them that will either encourage them to listen or help them to shut down and feel like my mom knows nothing. Okay. So if your athlete is in fact aware that there's a problem and they seem ready for their breakthrough, but they don't want to talk about it or they don't want help from you, here is your course of action. Instead of trying to focus on solving the problem, you have to back it up a step. You have to kind of forget about being problem solver, coach, lady, guy, and focus on building the relationship. Every month we do a Q&A with parents in Perform Happy, and we talk every single time about building the relationship. This always has to come before you can give them any advice. Because if they think that you're a jerk or they think you're a source of pressure, or they think that you're stressing them out, or they think you're not listening, then they're not going to take your advice seriously. They're going to push back. That's part of their developmental task. So if you focus on building the relationship and stop talking about sports, stop talking about the problem, instead, spend all of your time together talking about your common interests, talking about what they love to talk about, listening to the songs they want to hear, then you start to bond. You start to listen. So instead of you being a source of, you know, education, coaching, help, all of those things, you are going to be the person they can bounce stuff off of. And you're just going to listen. You're not going to give them advice. You're not going to tell them what to do. You're just going to listen. I know for some of us, this might be the hardest thing you ever do. You're going to stop giving advice. If you're in this phase where your kid does not want to take advice from you, stop it. Stop giving advice. They're not listening anyway. Instead of thinking that you know what's best for them and letting them know you know what's best for them, open your mind and develop a curious mindset. Like maybe you don't know what's right for them. Maybe you don't know what life path they need to be on because you don't have a crystal ball. You don't know who that kid needs to be in this life. So what if you imagine that you don't know? I don't know where my little girls are supposed to go when they grow up. So I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other and do the best I can to have that relationship so that they can come to me if they want advice or support. And then during those conversations, you're going to reflect back their worries. You're going to reflect back their successes. You want them to feel heard. You want them to feel understood, even if you completely disagree, so that then they feel like you care. Instead of what we typically do is we listen so that we can then twist it around and be like, this is why you need to do what I'm telling you. Remove that whole last part and just allow them to feel heard and understood. That's it. Just so that you can hear them and understand them for no other purpose. Then once your relationship is healed, they will be a million billion times more likely to come to you for advice, which then they say, Mom, what do you think I should do? The golden words, you know, the spotlight shines down on you and you have your happiest moment of, oh, I have just the thing. And they're like, what is it, Mom? And then you arm in arm go skipping into the sunset. You know, if you don't prioritize building the relationship, they're not going to care what you have to say about giving them advice, no matter if it's correct or not. So just to recap, first, we want to make sure that they're in the right stage of change, that they're actually aware there's a problem so that they can actually start to decide, like, is there a solution? Am I willing to pick up this solution? Then you're going to assess your relationship. Does she take advice from you? Does she push back against it? If she pushes back, then your job is to build that relationship because that is going to pay dividends way more than any medals or scores or skills ever will. All right, reach out if you have any questions. I know that's a lot of info. And I also want to invite you, if you don't already know, next week we are celebrating what I call Nervous November in the Sport Confidence Accelerator Facebook group. So it's going to be all about automating peak performance on demand. So instead of the ramping pressure of November, making skills go haywire and getting people at each other's throats, we're going to use this time to make it so that your athlete is ready to rock when that season starts. So they don't have to feel like they're like going to have an anxiety attack. Instead, they're like, I know what I'm supposed to do here and I'm ready to go. So join us next week for that, you and your athlete, and I'll see you around soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.